KORN News Radio Sports for this Friday, February 13th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dakota Wesleyan basketball returns to action on Saturday with a doubleheader at Mount Marty. Women's game at 2 o'clock, followed by the men at 3:45. The Tiger women last time out won at Waldorf on Wednesday, 115-46, led by 19 points from Talia Hayes. Meanwhile, the Dakota Wesleyan men, they're coming off a 94-87 win, also at Waldorf on Wednesday. Oliver Vincent led 5 Tigers in double digits with 20 points. Dakota Wesleyan softball, they travel to Aberdeen tomorrow. They'll take on Northern State for a softball doubleheader. That starts on Saturday at 1 p.m. Dakota Wesleyan baseball in Joplin, Missouri this weekend. They'll take on Clark out of Iowa. That'll be a noon start tomorrow. SDSU baseball begins their season today with a 3-game series at UTSA, Texas San Antonio. Game 1 is later this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Jackrabbit softball, they've got 5 games this weekend also in Texas. It starts today. They take on Stephen F. Austin at 10 a.m., followed by Turtleton State at 3 p.m. And SDSU wrestling at home this weekend. They host the Jackrabbit Open. That starts on Sunday at 11 o'clock. USD football has announced their 2026 non-conference schedule. Coyotes will open up the football season at home on August 29th against Central Connecticut State. USD then heads to Northern Colorado on September 5th. They're back at home against Eastern Washington on September 12th. And then they wrap up the non-conference schedule at Boise State on September 19th. The Missouri Valley Football Conference schedule will need to be adjusted in the coming weeks after North Dakota State announced their move to FBS earlier this week. USD softball, they're in Phoenix for 5 games this weekend. It starts today as they take on Northern Colorado and Sacramento State. Huron and Aberdeen play. Those were your only AA games last night. On the boys' side, number 4 Huron defeated Aberdeen 64-40. And then on the girls' side, it was number 5 Aberdeen defeating Huron 56-44. AA basketball tonight. So number 1 Brandon Valley girls, they put their undefeated season on the line as they take on Marshall, Minnesota. Game of the night, though, is in Sioux Falls as number 2 O'Gorman host number 3 Washington. Number 4 Rapid City Stevens makes the long drive. They take on Yankton today. Also Harrisburg versus Rapid City Central. A T area will be at Sioux City East. Watertown girls hosting Roosevelt and Brookings taking on Jefferson. And in boys basketball tonight, the number 1 Lincoln will host Brandon Valley. The number 2 Roosevelt boys will be in Watertown. Number 3 Harrisburg taking on Rapid City Central. And Sioux City East facing number 5 T area. We do have coverage tomorrow of the Dakota Wesleyan Culver's Classic live at the Corn Palace on Q1073 and at Q107radio.com. We'll have the 4:30 tip-off between number 4 Freeman and number 5 Wall, and then the final game of the night at 9 p.m. Saturday night between the 7th-ranked Parkston Trojan Boys and Ethan. Action starts tomorrow at 9 a.m. as Howard takes on Phillip. More sports online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.